The breaking news, traffic, and weather you depend on. Now on your schedule with the free KMJ app. Listen live anytime to the team you depend on to bring you the breaking news and information you need.
Download it for free from the App Store or on Google Play. Just type in KMJ Now and you're all set.
It's always on the KMJ Now radio app.
7:49 on the Monday edition of Fresno's Morning News. Blake Taylor here with you. Appreciate you being along. Joining me now on the program, as he does every Monday at this time, it's Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Hey, Gabe, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Blake. Thank you.
Hey, taking a look at a couple of the stories that you guys are following over at the Business Journal, and you can read them at thebusinessjournal.com. Something really interesting, especially in the midst of a pandemic, a pain management clinic has shut its doors, but leaving a lot of patients in the lurch, and not a lot of people know what's going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're talking about LAGS Pain Management, which they actually have locations all over the country, and they're really big here in California. They have locations in Visalia, Hanford, Fresno, and Madera. I think Fresno has a couple locations, but yeah, patients were informed via text message that it was closing. That was the only notice, and no reason was given. Some of the staff didn't even know why it happened.
Really?
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. It's, you know, just happened very suddenly. The Fresno County Department of Public Health doesn't know. They're doing their best to refer the patients elsewhere. The State Department of Public Health doesn't know. We reached out to the Drug Enforcement Agency to see if there's any sort of enforcement action against the clinic, and we, you know, weren't able to get any sort of confirmation on that. We spoke to one patient, and you know, she had a story that is probably similar to what's playing out with many people. Is they received their last 30-day prescription for you know, whatever pain medication they needed, and told they need to go see their primary care doctor for further treatment. So it's strange, you know, up until a couple months ago, this company, you know, they were posting job openings in the Central Valley for physicians.
Yeah.
They received more than $7 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans for COVID help. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
So this is LAGS Medical Center, L-A-G-S Medical Center, LAGS Medical Center. It's a pain management clinic, national. What's the Better Business Bureau saying about this? Have they gotten involved?
Yeah, they don't have them listed as an actual accredited business.
Really?
Which doesn't mean that, you know, they're not a legit business. It just means that they're not Better Business Bureau members.
Okay.
So really no insight there either.
Well, let's talk about more potential closures, and that's involving the state's small brewers. They're brewing beer or cocktails or whiskeys and things like that. That's become a fad in the last 15 years, and it's really cool. But they're having some problems here in California with red tape, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, and that's a common refrain here in the Golden State. And so we looked at a study that just examined the sheer number of regulatory kind of rules, restrictions that they face. So if you're a brewer anywhere in the country, you already have on the federal level about 25,000 different regulations to follow, which, you know, is mind-boggling. But if you're here in California, add on top of that 115,000 more regulations affecting health, distribution, marketing. You know, and to give you some insight into just how much that is, so South Dakota has the fewest regulations with about 1,100. So, you know, by a factor of 10.
So we have
California.
So you're telling me
way out there.
You're telling me that a brewer in California has to deal with more than 25,000 state regulatory restrictions?
Oh, actually, that's just on the federal level. When you add state, it's 115,000 regulations. Yeah. Yeah, just for an example, like it's illegal for a brewer here to put out on social media like where their beer can be found, like in a specific place.
Really?
Without naming every other place that their beers are sold. And that's just, you know, for fear of them playing favorites with their vendors. So we talked to the president of Tioga Sequoia, you know, big brewery here in Fresno. And
yeah,
he said,
sure.
Of course, these laws can be difficult to follow.
I can imagine. I don't know why anybody would get involved in that business here. That's craziness.
Yeah.
Is it dragging business down like Tioga Sequoia? They've been pretty successful though, right?
Yeah, they have. The point of the study is to really take a deeper look at how these regulations affect the industry. Despite all these rules, California has the most craft breweries in the entire nation. So, they're doing it, but I guess the point of this study is to see how things could be even better if things were a little more streamlined.
So. Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, Gabe, really appreciate it. You can read much more about those stories and more at thebusinessjournal.com or pick up a hard copy today. They're all over the place throughout the valley. Gabe Dillard, appreciate it. Have a great week, bud.
You too, Blake. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Gabe Dillard from The Business Journal on KMJ. 7:54 when we come back after Mike DiManimal Jr. We'll check traffic and weather for you.